KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and little animals gathered by the radio, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. This time coming to you live from Wildberries Marketplace. I have an unusual way of doing it, but that is how we are rolling this morning. And joining us via telephone this morning, we have got Scott Grayson from Friends of the Eel River. How you doing, Scott?
Good. How you doing, Cliff?
I'm doing just dandy. I'm trying to figure out where the speaker part is on my speakerphone here. All right. Are you there?
I'm right here.
All right. We got it now. And we got it now. So, unfortunately, we were not able to bring Emily on board. My cell phone doesn't conference. I thought it did, but I guess it does not. Such is life. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. We are, the one thing that we're looking at the most is, a lot of folks have been pining for that that Bay Trail between Eureka and Arcata. That goes along the North Coast Railroad Authority's right away. It's just one of those things. It's just everyone sees it. Everyone sees it every day, and it just sees it not there. Nothing going on. It's been abandoned for like 15 years now. We all want trails. What's going on with that?
Well, it's an interesting question, Cliff, and I think that the place to start is with the state of California's decision to buy the railroad and to form the North Coast Railroad Authority. And that was a decision that was made when it looked like the private interests who had tried to run that railroad successfully from Humboldt Bay down Sumarin and connect to the National Rail Line had basically not been able to make that line make money. The Union Pacific said that it was losing about $1 million a year on that line. They said it was the most expensive line in the country to maintain because of the expense of rebuilding the Eel River Canyon portion of the line constantly. And it had relatively low freight carrying because the lumber industry wasn't producing the volumes of freight that it had been. So the state decided to take it over and buy that right-of-way. So it is now owned by the people of California.
When did that happen, Scott?
I'm sorry, I don't have the date in front of me, but it was the better part of 20 years ago, maybe a bit more. I'm thinking late 1980s when it was actually done. By the mid-1990s, I think it was actually the mid-90s, come to think of it, the NCRA had been formed, and it was the next big step in the story that really matters is about 2005, the NCRA concluded an agreement, a contract, 100-year contract that's most people describe as a lease, with a group called the Northwest Pacific Railroad. And that's a private company that is trying to resurrect the rail line as a working railroad. And the Northwest Pacific, which is owned by a guy named John Williams and represented by a guy named Doug Bosco, who used to represent the North Coast in Congress, has been working to reopen the line on the south end. And Friends of the Eel is now one of two groups, Citizens Californians for Alternatives to Toxics of Eureka being the other. It's now actually in court with the NCRA, the North Coast Railroad Authority, and the Northwest Pacific, fighting over the adequacy of an environmental document that they presented for reopening the rail line on its southern end, basically from, roughly speaking, Windsor, north of Santa Rosa, down to its national terminus. And we're in a pretty serious court fight right now that I think has some pretty important implications for what might happen on the north end of the line. I hope this isn't going on too long, but
no,
I'm getting
please.
To the point here.
It's fascinating.
One of the big concern that Friends of the Eel has with the North Coast Railroad Authority and the Northwest Pacific now, is the possibility that we could see poorly planned and inadequately funded redevelopment of the rail line in the Eel River Canyon. And as I said, if the cast is any guide, it's likely that another round of industrial development in the Eel River Canyon would wind up basically getting washed into the river again, because the landscape is the most unstable landscape in the country. But the NCRA and NWP have now taken the position in our lawsuit that they don't have to follow the state's environmental laws or the country's environmental laws, the state's environmental laws being critically CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, which requires environmental impact reports. Most people know about these requirements. And basically, it's a look-before-you-leap requirement. And the railroad has now taken the position, in our case, which we thought they would, that they are exempt from all environmental review in any further development of the rail line. And what that means in our case is that they've gone to federal court, they've taken our state case over the adequacy of their environmental impact report, and gone to federal court and said, Your Honor, you know, yeah, we prepared a CEQA document, but we don't think that we have to, and we don't think that it matters whether this is actually legally adequate under CEQA, because we don't have to do it. And so what that means for the future is they think they don't have to do any environmental review in order to develop portions of the line to the north. And they have taken the position, both the public agency that's represented by people from Humboldt County, Mendocino County, Sonoma County, and Marin County, they're all on the North Coast Railroad Authority Board. They've taken the view that they can develop portions of the line, which means they think they might be able to develop freight operations around Humboldt Bay at some point in the future without actually connecting through the Eel River Canyon and down.
Now, wait, that doesn't even make sense. I mean, if you can't bring it down south, then what would be the point of shipping freight around Humboldt Bay?
It's really problematic. I got to say, there are a lot of pieces of this that just don't make sense economically. They don't make sense in terms of the public finance end of it. But that's one that really, really doesn't add up for me. But the bottom line is, it's really up to the North Coast Railroad Authority Board. And now, because of this 100-year contract they've signed with the Northwest Pacific Railroad, the private company, it's up to the company and the public agency to make a decision about what they're going to do in the Eel River Canyon and around Humboldt Bay. And I got to say that the indications we've seen, I've been following the agency very closely, are that they have zero interest in seeing a trail developed around Humboldt Bay. They really do not want to see that happen. And they have been working fairly closely with the folks at the Timber Heritage Association who want to do steeder rides, that they're called, around Humboldt Bay. And that has really been the focus of the NCRA's energies with respect to that right-of-way and the old tracks around Humboldt Bay. And there's a word you use, Cliff, to describe those tracks that they would object to very strongly. The word is abandon. And in the particular lingo of railroad law, that means that if those tracks were abandoned, that would mean actually that the right-of-way goes away, that it would revert to private ownership, and that the people who own the adjacent parcels would then own those pieces of land, those individual strips.
Well, that's why rail banking has been talked about.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why so there's a real risk that's sort of the flip side of this whole question is, why did the state get involved in this in the first place? Is to preserve that corridor and make sure that it wasn't lost through abandonment. But you're right, it's sitting unused, essentially, and it's definitely going to have to be rebuilt if it's ever going to be used for any kind of actual rail use.
So, well, it's completely disintegrating. There's almost nothing left. I mean, you can actually look under the tracks. When you drive between Eureka and Arcata, you can actually look under the tracks. It's so washed out.
Right. And there's very serious concern about the stability and reliability of the remaining bridges, including the bridge along Jacoby Creek. So the speeder rides, as I understand it, won't be going around the bay. They'll just be happening in Eureka along the waterfront and over in Manila because of the condition of those bridges. So the question remains, why, one, hasn't the NCRA been willing to talk about letting the public use its property for a trail until and unless a real proposal for freight use comes along? And two, why people who are interested in seeing that public right-of-way used for a trail haven't been more vocal in demanding that the NCRA make some moves in that direction. And I think I have an answer to the first one. I'm not sure I have an answer to the second one.
Let's hear it.
Okay, the first question is, again, why has the NCRA been at best dragging its feet in terms of being willing to talk about allowing the Humboldt Bay portion of its right-of-way to be used for a trail? And I think the answer lies with the contract that it's let to the Northwest Pacific Railroad. Again, that's a private company. Mr. John Williams, who's the lead investor and head of that company, he's a senior citizen, put it that way. He's an older guy. He's not interested in running that company for the next century as the lease would allow. What it appears to be the strategy here is that the NWP is being packaged as a product, as something that can be sold. It's going to be worth a great deal more with the options that exist in the contract with the NCRA to develop the Yellow River Canyon and Humboldt Bay. And you don't have to reach back very far in local history to remember the proposal we heard from one of the Goldman Sachs vice presidents for global devastation or something a few years ago, when there was discussion of major private financing for a container port in Humboldt Bay. And that bright young fellow came to Humboldt and said, basically, we will find offshore money and rebuild this rail line and use it for moving containers. That obviously has gone away with the global recession. But that's, I think, probably the end game that Northwest Pacific is looking for. They want to sell a package, and the package is more valuable with more pieces on it. The problem for the public is that if an investor buys that package, that investor is similarly going to be looking at the value, the potential value of those north end chunks as a part of what they bought. And they're not going to want to give them up without paying for them.
So, Scott, let me run this past you, because I've talked with the North Coast Railroad Authority about the Yellow River Canyon issue before, and at this point, I mean, they have pretty much thrown up their hands and said it's just not doable. That it's going to, the minimum cost they're looking at this point is $500 million. That's $500 million minimum to restore service through the Yellow River Canyon, and that it's so unstable that it's going to, the upkeep of keeping it going is just going to be tremendous and an environmental disaster with all the debris that'll fall into the river. So at this point, the folks from North Coast Railroad Authority that I've talked to have pretty much thrown up their hands and said that's just not viable at this point in time. So with that said, why would an outside investor be looking at that?
I got to say that the ways of global finance are a bit beyond me. But I agree. And if that's the case, that it's too expensive to develop, it's too unrealistic, then both the Northwest Pacific and the NCRA ought to be willing to give up that option that exists in that contract. And we haven't seen any real sign of willingness to do that. And it's confusing to me because I don't understand how the North Coast Railroad Authority can take the position on the one hand that it's too expensive, on the other hand that they've agreed to give this option to the private company, and their mission, as they've expressed it over and over again, is to rebuild the entire line. It's really hard to square both of those positions. And I think this is exactly the question that the public ought to be asking.
Right.
Why can't we use it? And if you're not going to do it for 20 years, why can't we use it for a trail in the meantime?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, you know, one of the things, using a train is one of the most efficient ways of moving products and goods around, and I think most of us are in favor of that. But it's just environmentally impossible with the way the technology is these days. And as you were saying, in the future, maybe 20 years from now, if they come up with some way of doing this where it's going to work, then if they've at least preserved the right of way, and it can be done in the meantime, though, we've got a trail we can use for 20 years.
Right. And I think that the tragic death on 101 over Thanksgiving is a reminder that there is a real cost to not using that right of way as a trail.
Absolutely.
It comes not just in lost opportunities, but in actual deaths of people who are trying to ride their bicycles between Arcata and Eureka.
Yeah, I mean the fact that I survived my accident, I'm lucky. I mean, I didn't get a choice that I got to survive it. I just did. When I was hit 4 years ago, riding on the 101, this poor person did not. And there have been many, many cases, very similar ones, along the 101 and other area highways here in Humboldt County. Are you there, Scott?
I'm here, yeah. Okay. So, you know, I think that the point I raised earlier is that it's really up to the public of Humboldt County, of Eureka and Arcata, the folks whose kids would like to be riding on that, the potential trail between Arcata and Eureka, along, you know, where the tracks run now, you know, who would like to be using that, you know, for the next couple of decades while we sort out if a freight rail could ever happen there, to actually stand up and make some noise. People have been, I think, a bit too polite on this front, and the NCRA and your representatives to the NCRA, who in Humboldt County are Supervisor Cliff Clendenin and Bill Keir from Blue Lake, really need to hear from you guys that it's urgent and important to you that the public asset be used and that some talks start happening.
So, Scott, what is the next step then to put pressure, public pressure, on the NCRA? What can people do to make this happen?
I think you can make phone calls to the gentlemen I just named, Cliff Clendenin and Bill Keir. You can write them letters. You can show up to the next Eureka meeting of the NCRA, which will be early next year, and I can stay in touch with you and make sure that we let people know that that's happening. I think one of the issues here, frankly, is that there isn't a focused group at this point that's actually rallying people to this cause and saying, hey folks, you know, come out and speak. And so the public voices that are getting heard are the folks who really, really believe strongly in the importance of rail development. And they have a perfectly valid point of view. I wish that they were a bit nicer about it sometimes. They've been a bit angry at times. There's a sense that or try to take away something that's rightfully theirs. But I think it's just important that the public get involved and make its wishes known, because this is a public asset. And by not choosing, we've chosen to let that line sit there.
Well, let me ask you this, Scott. This is something that's crossed my mind several times. I am hoping that the folks at the North Coast Railroad Authority will understand that we're not their enemy and will decide to rail bank and allow it to be used as a trail. with the preserving that right of way, knowing that someday down the road, if they ever come up with a way of making a viable train system to go back through, then they were willing to let that happen. But barring that, if that does not happen, if the North Coast Railroad Authority does not see the light in that, being that this is owned now by the state of California, what about putting this as a ballot proposition here in Humboldt County that we can say, okay, we want it, back, and we want to use it as a trail now? What is that? How about that as a possibility?
It's an interesting idea. It's not something I've actually heard before, so I'm a little flat-footed in responding to it. I think the big problem you've got is that the NCRA is an agency of the state, and that it has four different counties, the ones I mentioned previously, Mendocino, mm-hmm. Sonoma, and Marin, as well as Humboldt County, involved in it. And so what you'd be saying, basically, is Humboldt County wants to sort of reassert its own particular interest in the line, and I think you'd be up against the interests of folks up and down the line who also have interests in the rail line that are maybe a little different. Right now I'm in Petaluma, and on the south end of the line, there's a whole different fight going on having to do with, again, the NCRA and the NWP, but also something called SMART, which is a commuter rail line that's trying to get going in Sonoma and Marin County. So the bottom line is it's very complicated, and having Humboldt County as such jump out and say, we want to do this with our portion of the line, might work, but it might run into that complicated bunch of sticks.
Just let's mention it as a possibility. I mean, I know nothing about the process. I'm just been frustrated, many people have been.
Yeah, and the bottom line is that rail banking is the obvious out, the obvious solution to the problems of both the rail authority, which if it just leaves the rail line sitting there, is going to lose them eventually to abandonment.
Yep.
That's the legal fact is you can't just let it sit there and degenerate and fall into the river. At some point, some landowner is going to say, you haven't used it, I'm taking my land back.
Absolutely.
That's forced abandonment, and that will happen at some point if they don't rail bank. The whole purpose of rail banking is to preserve those rights away for future use. So, you know, everybody watching this who doesn't have a dog in the fight, as far as I can tell, has said rail banking is the obvious solution. We don't understand why the NCRA hasn't been willing to look at it. But if you look back a few months, the city of Fortuna passed a resolution strongly opposing rail banking as a threat to the economic future of Humboldt County. And I think that underscores the difficulty that many people are having in understanding the situation and understanding the promise of rail banking as a way of actually revitalizing our communities and giving us a way to use this important public asset.
Absolutely.
We could have a trail from Fortuna to Arcata in probably 5 years.
And here's the interesting thing. Here's the interesting thing, Scott. You know, I've talked with city officials from Fortuna, and they are heavily in favor of a regional trail system that would connect Arcata and Eureka and Fortuna. They really want that. So the fact that they would say that that they are against this is like kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth there.
It's really interesting. I think what's going to happen is that people are going to finally get a clear sense of what the promise and perils of rail banking are once we've had this larger public conversation, once people have gotten involved and really weighed in. But it's going to take that engagement from, moms, pops, from folks who just want a place to ride, and from opinion leaders like yourself, people who talk to lots of people. That's what's got to happen. It has to not be a conversation that is just, the folks who want the rail line back the way it used to be, because that's not going to happen, and the few enviros who are able to put a little bit of their time and energy into this. The fact is, rail development and trail development are not my primary objectives as Friends of the Eel were about getting the dams off of the Eel. This is something that I pay attention to because it's part of the larger story.
Absolutely. And just one thing I want to mention is because I actually have friends who are part of the Timber Heritage Society who want to bring back the excursion train. And I am absolutely fine with that, but they really should be looking more along the peninsula, the Samoa Peninsula, because that's absolutely more doable. It's more structurally sound, and we could have that and a trail around the bay, and everybody would win.
I completely concur, and I also have friends in the Timber Heritage Association, and I don't see any conflict in a larger sense between their interest in having, you know, people interested in the heritage of old trains and the machines they've got, which are very cool. But it's the fact of the matter is, the last several years, there has been a political conflict in front of the NCRA, and it's really unfortunate, and we need to move beyond it.
Yeah, I completely agree. Unfortunately, we are out of time, Scott, but I really, really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning. It has been fascinating, and we'll absolutely have to have you on again.
Really appreciate your time, Cliff, and all you've been doing for trails. Keep it up.
You bet. All right, we've been talking with Scott Grayson from Friends of the Eel, part of our Happy Trails campaign. And if you enjoyed this conversation, would like to hear it again, share it with friends. It will be a podcast a little bit later on today. You'll find that at iTunes and at KHUM.com.
Happy Trails to you.